Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board with us today. This is another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues, and we do invite you to join in the dialogue and discussion. We're discussing today a very serious biblical question that's being bounded about in the secular marketplace, that's being used by the political left. And that is the question of what is immorality? What is immoral in the society in which we're living today? But before we get into the monologue and the discussion of that, let me remind you that you can jump in the discussion at any point during the course of this broadcast by simply dialing 831-0917, 831-0917. That gets your telephone call directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your discussion, your question, your comment in relationship to the issue today. As we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And then in John 17:17, Jesus made a declaratory statement when he said, "Thy word is truth." So, ladies and gentlemen, when we seek answers for issues, when we're looking for direction in life, we need to turn to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It is the source book of truth. It doesn't just contain a little bit of truth. It is truth from cover to cover. And let me remind you once again, when God created the institutions that we know today as the home, government, and the church, he created them in that order. And in that order, if we look at anything in the scripture dealing with the home and the political scenario called government or the church, it is a central biblicist issue. Therefore, let me remind you, do not shy away from preaching or teaching or discussing political, social, economic issues, as well as theological, doctrinal, biblical issues, for they're all fountainheaded right out of the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible warns us of a day when right would be called wrong and wrong would be considered right. And we're in that day. In fact, in Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 20, the scripture says, "Woe." By the way, that word woe, and the fifth chapter of Isaiah is filled with woe, woe, woe. It's the woe chapter of Isaiah. And the word woe simply means calamity. It says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." Ladies and gentlemen, I think that there's no other verse in all of the Bible that identifies where we are in society today any better than that, where we have those with the fake media and the socialist Democrats that are now screaming their mantras about what is moral. It's kind of a sad, frightening, and yet comical at the same time event to hear some of these looney tunes on the left, the socialist Democrats, and all of a sudden they become theological minded and theologians and chiefs, moralists for the nation today. Have you noticed that every move that the president makes, everything that President Trump does or says, every action that he takes, every policy that he institutes, the cry of the fake media and the socialist Democrats scream is, "It's immoral. It's immoral." Or if you want to use Nancy Pelosi's stilted, non-flowing statement, "It's immorality. It's immorality." But yet we're hearing that, ladies and gentlemen, from every corner of the left today. They have all, if you please, somehow, some way, they have some way lost any sense of common sense. They've lost all common sense. They have literally derailed themselves when it comes to the intelligent discussion of issues. They simply default to the mode of it's racist, it's Islamophobic, it is homophobic, and now their mantra and their term is it's immoral. It's immoral. Ladies and gentlemen, before we go further, maybe we need to analyze the definition of morality. Here's an article that says of morality, not conforming to acceptable standards of morals, fraudulent, corrupt, depraved, sinful, impure, unchaste, unvirtuous, shameless, degenerate, debauched. Here's another from Webster's Dictionary, a synonym for immoral, bad, black, dark, evil, iniquitous, nefarious, rotten, sinful, unethical, unlawful, unrighteous, unsavory, vicious, vile, villainous, wicked, or wrong. That's a pretty elongated definition, but I think it gives the picture of what would be considered immoral. And that's what we're hearing from the Democrats, the socialists today. Let me just give you an elongated list of some 8 or 10 things that the Democrats are screaming about and calling immorality or immoral. So what are the socialist Democrats really calling immoral? Well, AOC, Ocasio-Cortez, says if you disagree with the Green New Deal, it's immoral. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Green New Deal is a shrouded joke that will cost American taxpayers about $100 trillion. It will cause airplanes to fall out of the skies, if you will. She wants to outlaw airplanes, combustible engines, cars, wants to outlaw cattle because of their flatulence that's ruining the ozone. It's all under the guise that it's about the weather and about climate control. But ladies and gentlemen, the reality is if the Green New Deal were to ever have a prayer to pass, it will be the very thing that brings in, one fell swoop, will bring in socialism for America. But AOC and all of those that are following her leadership, she's the de facto leader of the House, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let Nancy Pelosi tell you that she is the leader of the House. AOC is the House leader. And then the two or three Islamics in the House, they are the co-conspirators as leaders of the House. Nancy Pelosi has lost her authority, both morally, ethically, and factually. She no longer has authority over the House. AOC says, if you disagree with the Green New Deal, it's immoral. Nancy Pelosi and her entire clan says that all of the, if you want to have a wall on the southern border, then it's immoral. You hear what I'm saying? Nancy Pelosi started the mantra that it's immoral to have a border on the southern, have a wall on the southern border. And yet she lives in a walled conclave with security. And yet she talks about ICE being illegal and wrong at the border, that we ought not to have the ICE patrol there in any way to harm or hurt or in any way defer those that are crossing illegally. By the way, just for the month of April, they're projecting about 150,000. Yes, 150,000 illegals crossing the border. But to have a wall on the border is immoral, according to the Socialist Democrats. Thirdly, AOC and her party of socialists now say that billionaires are immoral. Speaking of capitalism, here's an article that says Alexander Ocasio-Cortez says the system that allows billionaires is simply immoral. The Democratic congressperson from Queens says the tax system that creates billionaires is wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, that stabs at the very heart of capitalism. Now, if you're able to righteously and rightly, creatively make $1 billion, then I applaud you. That's the capitalistic system. That should be a challenge and a goal for any human being that's a capitalist that wants to work for a living, wants to get ahead and to earn something in life, not to sit down and be a pothead as in Europe and have a check sent in your mailbox each month. But AOC and her entire party now of socialists are having the mantra that billionaires are immoral. Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris and others in the Socialist Party saying that if there's an income differentiation among citizens, it's immoral. You hear what they, all of these mantras, ladies and gentlemen, point to the push for socialism in America. Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, and Pocahontas, and all of those approximately 20 candidates now in the Socialist Party that's running for president, they're all having the same mantra, that if there's a differentiation in income, that it is immoral. In fact, one of the candidates for president from the Socialist Party says that if you elect him, if you vote for him, and he's elected, every citizen in America, everyone in America, I'm wrong, it's everyone in America, including illegals, will get $1,000 a month, $12,000 a year. He says that's the only way to equalize the injustice and immorality of the income differentiation. You hear me, and hear me well. The Socialist Democratic Party, Bernie Sanders is leading it. Kamala Harris is right there beside him. Pocahontas and what is his name, Spartacus, Representative Booker, are all in that same pit together, saying that if there's a differentiation in income in America, it's immoral. Elizabeth Warren and her socialist candidate for president are now preaching to us that it's immoral not to provide health care for all, including the illegals. Hear me. The insurance industry in America, and if socialized medicine takes over, it will put out of business all of the commercial insurance companies. And the insurance companies make up about 1/6 of the total economy in America today. So what they're talking about in socialism is to absolutely destroy 1/6 of the commerce in America and put it in the hands of the government. Can you imagine government being your health care provider? Can you imagine the government being the one that decides if you'll be able to be on a respirator, if you'll be able to have heart transplant? The government making the decision as to whether or not you live or die? The government making the determination as to whether or not your physician can write you a prescription or not? In fact, there's a move with the socialized medicine to simply set aside a set amount per month for every physician, a set aside amount per month for every hospital and medical center, that they will have that to fund all of the patients and they can have no more. That will limit dramatically who gets health care and who does not. But Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas as she is called, and all of her socialist candidates for president are now preaching and telling us that it's immoral, telling the citizen in America it's immoral not to provide health care for every human being in America, including the illegals. Also, the entire fake media and the socialist Democrats claim that President Trump and his administration are immoral if we separate illegals at the border. Here's an article that says former Obama aide, says Trump's policy separating migrants' families is immoral. One of former President Barack Obama's longest-serving advisors is blaming the Trump administration for policies of separating immigrant children from their parents at the border, saying it runs counter to American values. It's simply immoral, he says, to separate parents and their kids. This policy is a perfect example, he says, of what sums up the Trump administration, which is tremendous immorality and cruelty, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I think they've run off the rail. They've lost their minds, I believe, and what they're saying. But notice what I'm wanting you to understand is they have, occasionally they still use the term Islamophobic and homophobic and racist, but their major mantra today is immoral. One of the things I want us to understand, ladies and gentlemen, the purpose, the mantra, the purpose behind the mantra of being immoral, everything that Trump says or does, everything that the Trump administration says or does, it's trying to drive a wedge between what is called the evangelical vote. That is, we, the moral, ethical citizens in America that put Donald J. Trump in office as the president. It was God's divine intervention that gave us President Donald J. Trump. But the movement now leading up to the 2020 presidential election is to try to put a wedge between the citizens, the ethical, moral citizens in America, put a wedge between us and Donald Trump to try to force him out of office. Ladies and gentlemen, it is not an immoral vote to vote for Donald J. Trump. It is not immoral for a citizen to say, by the way, when we voted for President Trump, we're not voting for Jesus to be president. We're voting for a man that I believe, through God's divine intervention, placed on the ballot that we could vote for and put him in office, that he might run the nation as it ought to be and to clean the swamp. He didn't realize the swamp is actually a sewer in Washington when he was elected. But this entire fake media and the Socialist Democrats claim that President Donald J. Trump and his administration are immoral for separating illegals at the border. Well, that's what Barack Hussein Obama was doing, and it was not called immoral. What are we supposed to do with 150,000 invaders coming to the border every 30 days for America's safety and security? What are we to do when the federal courts adjudicate a person as to being guilty and he's put in prison? He's separated from his family and his kids, and yet somehow, some way, when somebody crosses the border illegally, they've committed an illegal act. We're supposed to just simply waive the law, the rule of law, and say that we're not concerned about the security and protection for our nation. Now the Socialist Democrats also are screaming it's immoral for America to require the illegal invaders to remain in Mexico until their case is adjudicated. Did you hear that? Did you know that? They were, President Trump had negotiated with the leadership in Mexico that all of these invaders, before they could be heard, since they could not be heard immediately, that they would be held in Mexico until their case is adjudicated as to whether or not they can come into America. And now all of a sudden it's immoral, because their mantra is, the Socialist Democrats, it's immoral because they say Mexico is too harmful and too dangerous for the illegals to stay in. I don't know of anything that's any more illogical and anything that's any more immoral itself than to have our nation overrun and the Socialist Democrats doing nothing. They simply want the illegals to come in by the wave so that they can have the potential of voting in 2020. Ladies and gentlemen, we're told that if America stands for the security of our borders, it's immoral. Now, even the Pope, did you know? Last week, the Pope, week before last, the Pope, his voice was heard. He rejected America's sovereignty, and he declared that a border wall is immoral, and if we send the invaders back, it's immoral. I'm a little bit weary with the Pope that lives in safe, secure, 14-foot-high walls, behind those walls, with a sentry at the gate that will shoot anybody that tries to come in and harm the Pope, and he says it's immoral. In fact, he's already opened his mouth several months ago and said it's immoral for anybody to buy, own, or sell weapons in America. And yet he has a security guard around his wall that gives him safety and security. When he's traveling, he has a security team that's all armed to the teeth because he wants security. So, ladies and gentlemen, the question begs to be asked, are these things really immoral? If so, why? If so, how? What should we do? How should we then live? I recall as I was growing up, my mother would always try to warn us, and she would warn us by saying, many times you may be called names or accused of something, but the accuser many times is the one that's wrong, and they're just trying to deflect blame. Could that be the case with the Socialist Democrats? So what really is immoral in America today? What should we as Christians and as conservatives look at and recognize as really being the immorality in America today? It is a sad, sad shame that we do not look at it in the right sense so often. Here's an article that says the DCNF asked Democratic senators if abortion is ever immoral. Here's what they said. Democrat senators on Capitol Hill had mixed responses, from saying it's a woman's choice to dodging the question altogether about whether or not they're comfortable with calling abortion immoral in any circumstance. Democratic candidate from California, Kamala Harris, said that she would not say if abortion was ever immoral. She said, I think it's up to the woman to make the decision. I'll always stand by that. Senator Coon said, I don't think infanticide is and was ever illegal. Further, the article says many Democratic senators simply refuse to answer the question about whether or not infanticide and abortion is ever immoral. They dodge the question. They refuse to answer whether or not it's immoral. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to know what's immoral in America? You want to really understand what is the immoral and the immorality that's taking place in our nation? It's immoral to commit murder by way of abortion and call it legal. It's immoral to have a baby birthed and let the baby die. That's infanticide. And yet the fake media and the Socialist Democrats are 100% for abortion and infanticide. That's immorality. That's immoral. That's ungodly. That's unholy. In fact, the scripture is very, very clear in Galatians 5, 19 through 21. It goes through all of the works of the flesh. Part of that is sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality and idolatry and sorcery and strife and jealousy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Outlined completely in the text of the Word of God. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, it is the Bible is filled with those commands and those directives from the Word of God that if committed, they are immoral. They're immoralities. Secondly, it's immoral to persecute and prosecute Christian bakers and florists for simply exercising their faith. It's immoral for a sodomite to go into a Christian baker's shop and demand that he bake a cake with two sodomites depicted on the top of the cake. And yet when that was done by Jack Phillips several years ago, and it's still court case after court case after court case in that particular case and in similar cases like that, he's still being prosecuted and persecuted simply because of refusing to traverse his conscience, his strongly held faith in what the Word of God says. It's immoral to persecute and prosecute Christians because of Christians taking a stand, exercising their faith in God, and being true to the Word of God. It's immoral to push bills in the House to force Christians to embrace the sodomite LGBTQ lifestyle. And yet we have the Equality Act promulgated by Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, and her ilk now being pushed fast-tracked through the House. And I'm prayerful that once it is done, I know the Senate will vote no. I believe it will. And if they vote it through the Senate, President Trump will veto the bill. But in the Equality Act will be a federal law. If it becomes federal law, it will make every Christian, it will force every believer, every Christian business to embrace the sodomite lifestyle. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible doesn't use the term homosexuality. It uses the term sodomy and sodomite 38 times. And it's a sin that will send a person to hell, less confessed his sin and turned away from and repented of, that person will die and go to a devil's hell. And yet it's an immorality to persecute and prosecute Christian bakers and florists for simply exercising their faith. It's immoral to push bills in the House that will force Christians and conservatives to embrace the sodomite LGBTQ lifestyle. It's immoral to steal a hard-earned wages of a worker and pay for health care and education for deadbeats and illegals across America. That's an immorality. That's immoral. It's immoral to teach homosexuality in our public schools from kindergarten up. Teaching them the sodomite lifestyle is normal. That's immoral. And yet we as Christians are sitting back in silence. We've done so too long. It's immoral to use taxpayers' hard-earned money to pay for transsexual surgeries. And yet that's being forced today in the military. That's being forced today through insurance companies. That's being forced today because of the politically correctism out of Washington being promulgated as a result of Barack Hussein Obama's loose likes lost lifestyle and his perpetrating that on society in America. It's immoral, it's illegal, and it's unconstitutional to infringe upon our Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. It's immoral, ladies and gentlemen, to push marijuana pot on every street corner across America, while at the same time somehow feigning concern for opioids. It's immoral. It's immoral for Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, to lie about her so-called Indian heritage to get special exceptions and tuition grants and benefits at Harvard University. It's immoral. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about what's immoral. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood. It's the prophet said, good would be called bad and evil would be called good, and right, wrong, wrong, right. And this is what's going on right before our eyes. The left, the agenda on the left, that's the method they have been using, choose words, and with words that we are accustomed to, like the word progressive, and so on, and like immoral, you're talking. The words that we know the meaning, we're accustomed, they use them turn them around and to mean what they want them to mean, use them to their manipulating the meaning of words. This is one of the strategies that they have been using. It's sad. It's really sad that America is so far gone into chaos and losing its freedom. Turning upside down. It's so really sad.
If I could interject, that's a demonic strategy. That's a demon-possessed strategy. And what we're watching today is a demonic strategy across the Socialist Democratic Party, across the entire party itself. And it is being, we are allowing it in America as Christians because we are silent. We're not standing up. In fact, I'll say this to all of our listeners, and you're so correct with what's being said. We have silence among Christians today. We have spineless silence coming out of the pulpits today. We'll not confront these moral, ethical, biblical issues, rightly so, based on the authority of the Word of God. Christians were called to be humble and to be called meek, and we ought to be. But humility and weakness, humility and meekness does not say that we have weakness. We ought to be strong. We ought to be salt and light. And so I am delighted. Yes, you're exactly right. And thank you so much for your call and for that input in this discussion today. Ladies and gentlemen, it's immoral to purposely try to deceive America into going into a socialistic nation by the so-called climate change and push the Green New Deal to destroy a sixth of America's commerce and to bankrupt our nation. It's immoral for an Indiana president from South Bend, Indiana, Pete Buttigieg. It's immoral for that man to openly, as an open sodomite, married to another sodomite, it's immoral to stand and condemn Vice President Pence for his Christian views on marriage and abortion. That's immoral. And yet we're allowing that, ladies and gentlemen. We're not saying anything about it. The media's not saying anything about it. Certainly the fake news is not going to say anything about it. Certainly those that are also immoral in what they're doing and calling we the people, the citizens that elected President Trump, calling us immoral is literally what they're doing. The Democratic Socialist Party are absolute hypocrites. They practice what they publicly are condemning. I don't know if I could have said it any stronger than that. Listen to what an article from the American Thinker says. It's a fascinating article. It's written by a person, Lloyd Marcus. It says, truth about Democratic morality. Democrat Nancy Pelosi said Trump's border wall is immoral and too expensive. Hearing Pelosi lecture Trump and other people about morality is beyond repulsive. Pelosi, her fellow Democrats, and fake news media seek to prevent our side from using the word morality in the marketplace. Any Republican and conservative who dares to bring up the morality or as an issue is immediately branded as a religious idiot who forces their wacko, outdated values onto the public. Pelosi and her minions are flooding the airways with their absurd, perverted narrative that building a wall to protect U.S. citizens is immoral. Meanwhile, these wicked Democrats who refuse to secure our border live in highly secured and gated communities using their logic. Shouldn't stopping people from invading their personal properties make Democrats immoral also? As I said before in this article I'm reading, Democrats have the gall to throw morality in the face of Trump and everyday working Americans who desire to have something that's right. It's pretty obnoxious, this writer says. Here's an example of the Democrats' twisted new view of morality. Democrats have forced the LGBTQ lessons into schools funded by LGBTQ special interest groups like human rights and Planned Parenthood. Sex education are infecting curriculum in public schools across America. Brace yourself. Being instructed on dangerous and violent sexual practices such as asphyxiation, BDSM, etc., etc., etc. And this writer in this article on American Thinker goes on to say, students are taught gender bending and rimming, which is extremely risky due to horrific parasite infections. What twisted view of morality causes Democrats to desire to fill our children's head with adult sexual practices, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He goes on to say, insanely, Democrats say that Americans have no moral authority to keep everyone out of the homeland. Democrats have borders as hateful, mean, and racist. Democrats want to get rid of the ICE, Immigration and Custom Enforcement. Meanwhile, Pelosi excoriated Trump for bad-mouthing illegal gang members who murder, rape, and rob, et cetera, et cetera. This article says, thank God that President Trump shares the same common sense morality as most American people today. Ladies and gentlemen, how should we then live? What should we do? Listen very carefully as we close. The Bible, the Word of God, is the source book, is the only manual. God's Word forbids the powers of government from harming the good people and allowing the enemies of the Word of God to go free. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, God's Word says murder, abortion is murder, and it'll send you to hell. God's Word says that the so-called lifestyle of male and female transsexuality is sin and will send a person to hell. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in today to Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you on the air even tomorrow as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.